Welcome to episode 19 of Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. I am your host, Dave Ginsberg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. Happy New Year, Steve, and how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you doing?
It's a new year, 2018. We're starting off with our first episode of 2018, and lots to talk about and lots to catch up on, and we're going to have some fun here. And just a reminder, everybody knows that our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, visit our website, and there you'll see all of our social media updates, which is also our Twitter handle, offthechartshr. Make sure you are following us, as well as you add our podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. There's also a link for the Android users to go out there as well. And boy, we've had a lot of downloads, 1,650 downloads of all of our past 18 episodes. Pretty incredible, huh?
It really is, Dave, and during our little hiatus here, people were still downloading and listening to previous podcasts, so it's kind of interesting how this world of podcasting works, but it's pretty cool.
It's really cool. So, agenda today is you're going to review what happened over the holiday break, because you did have some picks on Twitter, so you better be following us if you want to see these picks. And you'll also have a Horse Nuggets segment, which we all enjoy, and this time you'll be talking about the public handicappers, lots of them out there. Steve will give us some of his thoughts on what these folks do. Then you'll wrap it up, and we'll do some stakes handicapping with we have two races at Gulfstream and one at Santa Anita. So let's start it off with the holiday wrap-up.
Yeah, so Dave, we as we mentioned during our last podcast and then also on Twitter, that we were going to be taking a break over the holiday through the Christmas break and then through the new year. And then you had yourself a nice little vacation set up right after the first of the year out to Las Vegas. So we decided to take that week off as well. So we haven't done a podcast in about 3 weeks now, but I did post a number of picks on Twitter all through the holiday break. I had a little time on my hands, and so during the, at least the Christmas and New Year's weekends, I had handicapped 15 stakes races and had posted my picks on Twitter. Yep. And we had 8 top 2 pick winners out of those 15 stakes races. And the highlight was that we did have a top pick winner that paid $17 to win. And then during the week that you were off and on vacation, I did send out some picks last Saturday. I handicapped 7 stakes races, and the winner of all 7 of those stakes races was found in our top 3 picks. So that if you had looked at our and indeed had you bet just our top 3 picks to win in all 7 of the races, you would have got a return on your investment of 10%. And overall, Dave, we still continue to be, you know, pretty successful with our selections, especially within our top 2 picks. So overall, I've given out 118 stakes picks since we started these podcasts. Mm-hmm. And we've identified 52 winners in those 118 stakes races in our top 2 picks. So so continue to be pretty successful in identifying horses that are competitive and can win in these very difficult stakes races where, you know, the competition's tough and there's lots of horses to select from.
Absolutely. Great job so far. And we'll just keep going here and we'll get some more winners here. With that, let's move on to the Horse Nuggets segment. This is going to be a good, interesting topic to talk about. Public handicappers. There's so many of them out there, and there's a lot of good ones, and there are a lot of not so good ones. But I think the ones you've picked here are all really good ones. And
Dave. So I wanted to be careful not to offend anyone in this segment.
Right. That's why I said names.
Who might be a listener or might want to be a listener at some point. So I kept this very much on the positive. If anyone wants to send me a question or an email about my opinion of someone that I haven't mentioned here, I'd be glad to give it. But in this public forum, I thought I would just kind of comment on some of the folks that I pay attention to from a handicapping standpoint. And really at the top of my list, Dave, is Kevin Cox. And, yeah. And you know, you and I both know Kevin Cox from that the handicapping show that was on
Esquire TV.
What was it? Esquire TV.
At the time, yeah.
And Rue really enjoyed that show. And you know, Kevin now does give out free selections for most of the New York circuit, and then occasionally he selectively gives out picks for stakes races. But I respect him because does a lot of analysis around trainer stats, and you know from being around me all these years that I do believe that, you know, trainer statistics can be an important element of one's handicapping strategy. There are times I think Kevin stretches it a bit in terms of finding an angle, and maybe one that really doesn't, you know, there may be a high percentage angle that he's focused on, but yeah. You know, there are times I'm not sure that it's really relevant or not. But overall, I think Kevin is a good handicapper. Also, I can tell by some of the comments he makes in his write-ups that he does create his own speed figures. And so I respect guys that have the math wherewithal to be able to do that. So Kevin Cox, the guy that I pay attention to. As far as the guys and gals that are on TV, I've always liked Matt Carruthers on HRTV. Matt is a speed handicapper. So he likes horses that show speed and fade. He likes horses that have speed and stretch out. He likes horses that are lone speed when he can identify them. But one of his hidden strengths, I think, is that he's real good at understanding the strength of some of the previous fields that a horse has been in. He's always referring back to previous races and his recall of those races and the strength of those races, I think, is outstanding. Matt often gives out really good price plays on HRTV. I respect him a lot as a handicapper, and he comes from a horse racing family, and he's married to a gal named Wren, and Wren Carruthers also is a horse racing person, and she gives out selections every once in a while. I follow her on Twitter. She's really strong with young horses, with maidens. She's kind of a pedigree expert. Mm-hmm. I would kind of categorize her that way. But I do pay attention to her when she sends stuff out on Twitter. I think her knowledge of pedigree and pedigree handicapping is pretty good. I've always been a fan of Jeff Siegel. Jeff used to be part of the TVG team before all of it became
merged.
No, the HRTV team before it all became part of TVG.
Right.
And now Jeff does ExpressBet TV, which is all online. But Jeff is a former horse race owner, and his skill and expertise is around trips and trip handicapping. He puts out a list of horses to watch. So horses that had a bad trip or got caught up in a tough pace scenario last time. I think Jeff has a real good eyeball for those kinds of horses. So I listen to him when he talks. I like Randy Moss, who's, the bald headed guy that's on the NBC Sports Network and all those big race days. You know, Randy Moss is the guy that created those Moss pace figures. And so, he's got kind of a unique skill set as it relates to pace and how pace may or may not have affected horses in their previous start. I always pay attention to him when he talks. He's got a pretty good handle on pace. And then I thought I would mention some of the female gals that are on TV and that you can see online sometimes. You know, you get your Maggie Wolfingdale, Gabby Gaudet, Acacia Courtney. You know, they're all track handicappers. I find them all to be pretty good. They all, all three, Maggie, Gabby, and Acacia, all come from horse racing families, so they've been around the game a lot. I pay attention to them more when they're talking about conversations they've had with other trainers and people on the backstretch. You know, people that are around the game a lot get a lot of good inside information, and you have to have a keen ear for that kind of stuff when you're listening to them. Right. And, you know, one other person I was going to mention, Dave, I think you were with me the day that Chantel Sutherland was did the Santa Anita pre-race handicapping show. And, man, she was really good. She was very insightful. I mean, you know, I know she's a good jockey and is making a good living at it. But at some point, as a racing analyst, I was really impressed with the stuff that she knew and the kind of information that she gave out that day that you and I were listening to her. So that's just some comments about some of the people that I pay attention to. It's probably interesting to the listeners, some of the names that I haven't mentioned, so they can deduce themselves. I don't really pay attention to them. And you and I, you know, and our friends have a nice laundry list of folks that we are quite amused with when they give out their selections.
And
so
there's so many that you could, I mean, you could list so many more others, and it just, you know, you got to narrow it down to some, you know.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do with my list is just kind of give out the ones that I thought, you know, that I've paid attention to over the years and have learned some things from.
Right.
And I also tried to mention the ones that I thought had a unique area of expertise.
Exactly.
So.
All right. That was some great information. Appreciate that. And let's move on to getting into the stakes handicapping for this week. We'll start with Gulfstream. We've got two races to start off with here. And the first one is the 9th race. This will be on, of course, Saturday the 13th. This is at Gulfstream Park. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf. This is the 16th running of the Marshawas River. It's a grade 3, $150,000 for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Sure, Dave. So my top selection in this 9th race at Gulfstream is the 8 horse, Dream Dancing. Dream Dancing's 8-5 in the morning line. Mark Cassie trains. Irod Ortiz is the jockey. A couple things that I've identified here, Dave. This horse is 2-for-2 on the Gulfstream Park turf course. Horse is a 4-year-old filly, so you know that I like that. Mm-hmm. Still probably, you know, now moving into her peak season for her racing life. I've identified, you know, 3 grade ones in her past performances. So this horse clearly looks like she's probably the class of the field. Put a big circle around all of the races where Julian Le Perroux was this horse's jockey. And Julian had some nice success with this horse. But I kind of like this rider switch to Irod. Yeah. You know, a little bit more of an aggressive rider than Julian, and, you know, but also a guy that can finish on a horse. I have those 2 races on January 28th and March 4th of last year circled the 2 wins at Gulfstream. So I know this horse likes the track. You know, I'm not really fond of 8-5, but I think this horse is probably the best horse in a race. So let's make the 8 horse Dream Dancing our top selection.
And then Irod Ortiz, you know, he's down for the winter from the New York circuit. So
he is, and he's having a nice meet. He's at 30% right now. You know, he's got 9 wins in just 30 starts down there. So, you know, I had read that, that he was getting pretty tired of the cold weather and the cancellations up at Aqueduct. So he decided to go get warm.
I told her too. It's a beautiful track.
Temperature wise and from a winning standpoint. Yep. So, so the 8 horse is our top selection, Dave. Yep. Our second selection in this race is going to be the 7 horse. The 7 horse is Ultra Brat, 6-1 in the morning line. Graham Motion is the trainer. Nick Juarez is the jockey. This horse is 1-for-1 on the Gulfstream Park turf course, produced an 89 buyer speed figure. This horse, I put an SP in the past performances. This horse is a speed horse. Take a look at that last race at 6 furlongs on the turf course at Aqueduct. Broke out of the 12 post out of a 12 horse field and eventually got the lead. So really got cooked on a pretty fast pace. You know, this is a sprint to route stretch out scenario. Graham Motion, you know, top turf trainer. Graham is 27% at the current Gulfstream meet. And take a look. He's when he teams up with Nick Juarez, they're 24% over the course of 2000 through 2018. So the, you know, this horse at 6-1 seems like a good horse for us to put in as our second selection, Dave. So let's make Ultra Breath the 7 our second selection. And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is the 5-horse Gianna's Dream. Gianna's Dream is 3-1 in the morning line. Mike Maker is the trainer. Tyler Gaffalione is the jockey. Got to be pretty impressed with this horse's last race at Gulfstream Park. The My Charmer, grade 3 at a mile. Did show some speed, but this horse also shows in her past performances an ability to also rate and come off the pace a little bit. This horse is second off a layoff. Great turf record, 11 starts on the turf, 6 wins, 2 seconds, 2 thirds. The only thing that I'm concerned about as it relates to Gianna's Dream, Dave, is that this horse does have a potential to bounce off its lifetime best buyer speed figure of 97 the last time out. But if this horse got enough rest in between that start and this one,
yeah,
this horse will probably be right there. Great turf record, you know, and lifetime record, 18 starts, 9 wins. So half the time this horse wins. So, you know, we need to make sure that we put this horse in our selection. So to summarize, Dave, in Gulfstream Park's 9th race, our selections are going to be the 8, the 7, and the 5.
All right. And I give you a minute, I should say a few seconds to change pages here. We move on to the 11th race here at Gulfstream Park. This is a mile and a 16th, again, on the turf. This is a grade 2. It's the 61st running of the Fort Lauderdale. Purse is $200,000, and it's for 4-year-olds on upward. And give us your picks.
Yeah, so my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 6-horse. The 6-horse is all included, trained by Todd Pletcher, ridden by Luis Saez. This horse is 9-2 in the morning line. I have noted this horse has got some class, has been in a couple of grade ones and a few grade twos here in the past performances, has raced against, you know, some of the top turf horses around. The morning line favorite in this race, who I'll get to eventually in this conversation, is going to be Heart to Heart. And this horse has raced very competitively with Heart to Heart. And we do get a 9-2 morning line. We get Pletcher and Saez. And I like that combination. At Gulfstream Park, they're 25% when they team up together. This horse is second off a layoff. Looks like this horse hung the last time. So, kind of raced kind of evenly. I think when Castellano pushed the button, he didn't get a whole lot. I do like that quarter of 22.78 there for the 6 furlongs. I think that was a pretty fast quarter. So looks like maybe the entire field finished fast there. So and you know, I don't really like a lot of jockey changes from Javier Castellano to anyone. But in this case, man, maybe Saez fits this horse better, and that's why Pletcher has gone to Saez here. So I'm going to make the 6-horse, Dave, all included, our top selection.
Okay.
My second selection is going to be the you know, likely post-time favorite, the 3-horse Heart to Heart. Heart to Heart is even money morning line, 1-1. Brian Lynch is the trainer. Irod Ortiz is the jockey. This horse is 4 out of 5 lifetime at Gulfstream Park, has produced multiple triple digit buyer speed figures. This horse is a, you know, get on the engine, go as far as he can go kind of horse. But, you know, like our top selection, this horse is a 7-year-old and You know, I don't know how long a horse like this can maintain this kind of form at this age, though this horse does look to be training forwardly. And like I said, most likely will be the morning line favorite. We are going to try to beat this horse with our top selection. But if this horse runs his race, it's going to be a tough task for us. So let's make Heart to Heart, Dave, the three horse, our second selection. And our third and final selection is going to be the 8-horse Shekamat. Shekamat 6-1 in the morning line. Roger Atfield is the trainer. Edgar Saez is the jockey. Atfield's having a really nice meet with limited starters down at Gulfstream, 43% trainer. He has 3 wins and 7 starts. This horse did produce a 101 buyer speed figure the last time. Has been training with 2 bullet workouts. I've also put speed down by this horse. So this could be the horse that could be engaging Heart to Heart early in this race. Though this horse does look like he's got some ability to lay off the pace a little bit. This horse is a 5-year-old, so a little bit younger than our top 2 selections. Looks like this horse took to, this horse has been racing at Woodbine. Atfield is from Woodbine. He's a trainer at Woodbine, has obviously gone to Florida for the winter. But I like the way this horse took to the track, produced a 101 buyer speed figure in his first lifetime start at Gulfstream, and is now coming back off of 2 bullet workouts and 6-1 the morning line. So let's put this 8-horse in, Dave, as our third selection. So in Gulfstream Park's race 11, our selections are going to be the 6, the 3, and the 8.
All right, let's move over to the West Coast, and there's the one and only race you're going to handicap this time at Santa Anita. It's the 8th race on Saturday the 13th. This is a 1 mile, and it's the Grade 2 running of the La Canada.
And it's La Canada.
Canada. $200,000. Yes. It's for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward, and give us your picks.
Yeah. So my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 5-horse. The 5-horse is Union Strike. Union Strike's 5-1 in the morning line. Mick Ruiz is the trainer, and Corey Nakatani is the jockey. This horse was a $375,000 purchase out of Union Rags. Union Rags is a top sire, producing a lot of good horses. In fact, Union Rags is the sire of my horse. And so I'm, I have a little bit of a fondness for Union Rags as a sire, but I like the jockey change. I like the jockey change from Brees Blanc to Nakatani. What a big fan I am of Corey Nakatani. Yep. Look at Nakatani's record when he teams up with Mick Ruiz, which isn't often. Over the last year, he's been on 12 horses for Ruiz. He's won with half of them, so 50%. 4-year-old filly. Like the fact that this horse has raced in some Grade Ones. Was in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly in 2016. So just a ton of class there. Ruiz does okay off this kind of layoff as a 12% trainer when he lays the horses off for 180 days. So I'm going to make Union Strike the 5-horse, our top selection in this race.
Okay.
Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 2-horse. The 2-horse is Majestic Heat. Majestic Heat's 9-5 in the morning line. Richard Mandela trains. Mikey Smith is the jockey. Clearly Mandela went to Smith after riding Pratt and Van Dyke and Gary Stevens a couple times. Smith got on this horse for the first time and won in the Biocoa Grade 2 at Los Alamitos. 9-5. 6-year-old mare, though. Great winning record, though. 16 lifetime starts, 7 wins. I'm not sure that this horse is going to be worth the worth 9-5, a top buyer speed figure of 94. I think they're, like a younger horse, like our horse, has a right to improve, where, I kind of think we've seen what this horse can do and what the kind of buyer speed figure this horse is probably going to produce somewhere in the low, maybe to the mid 90s. So I like to play horses with some upside, which is why I made the 5-horse our top selection. But I can't dismiss the fact that, you know, Smith got on this horse and won right away with it. And now Smith is right back for another call on this horse. So let's make Majestic Heat the 2-horse, our second selection, Dave. Yep. Our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 7-horse. The 7-horse is Shenandoah Queen, trained by John Sadler. Flavian Pratt's the jockey. This horse 10-1 in the morning line. I like the fact that this horse is third off the layoff. So that's a strength, right? Third off the layoff. Yep. Has been at this distance 4 times in her life and has won 3 of them. I like the fact that this horse showed early speed last time and got cooked on a pretty fast pace. So, you know, that's another one of those kind of leg up trips that kind of get this horse legged up for the next start. And now, you know, third off the layoff, this horse is going to produce probably a pretty competitive figure in here, Dave. Has a lifetime buyer speed figure of 93, and 93 will put this horse right there. Sadler's a good top trainer, 13% with graded stakes horses. But the biggest factor for me, Dave, was the third off the layoff. So let's make the 7-horse a nice price play here, at 10-1, our third selection. So in this race 8, Dave, at Santa Anita, our selections are going to be the 5, the 2, and the 7.
All right, let's wrap this up. Make sure you go to our website, offthecharthorseracing.com. There you'll find the latest episodes. You'll also find our links to our social media. Follow us on Twitter, offthechartshr. Steve may have some other picks. You never know. He'll post them out there with any race day changes, other picks, and others out there. Also, be sure to subscribe in iTunes. The link is out there on the website, as well as in your favorite podcatcher. If you want to send us an email, we do have an email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up, Steve?
No, it's just good to be back in the saddle, Dave. This has been fun, and we're going to start doing our regular weekly podcast here, and yep. There's going to be some great racing coming up, as you can imagine, with all the Kentucky Derby prep races, and there's going to be a lot of fun races to handicap, so I'm looking forward to it. New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.